This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When considering the keys to effective leadership, as seen in the experiences of Moses in Numbers 10 through 20, there are some practical applications that can readily be made to almost anyone's life. This is the third step in doing a topical study. Collect information on the topic, correlate the information into an outline, then crystallize what you've learned into some practical applications. Here are some applications you can make based on our study of keys to effective leadership. Whenever you're put in a place of leadership, look for and affirm any others who would be able to help lead. Seek to work in harmony with others, but never be surprised when some oppose your leadership. Don't let them dissuade you from your responsibility, but be available for God to use you in helping them find their rightful place. Remember, the majority is not always right. This is especially true when the challenge facing you is formidable. Always be a compassionate servant leader. This is especially true in your prayer life. When others question your calling or grumble and rebel under your leadership, be careful that you don't let it drive you to the point where you defensively or impulsively take things into your own hands. This almost always causes you to do things your way rather than God's way. And that doesn't honor God. This short-circuits God's blessing on your life and keeps you from being fruitful as you experience all that God intends for you to do and be. I'm encouraging you to read it through in two. That is, read through the Bible in 2 years by reading approximately 2 chapters a day.